Welcome to Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman. This program is designed to teach and educate you about the history and the infallibility of God's holy word. We trust you'll find today's program challenging and encouraging. Your host, Bruce Musselman, combines many years' experience as a pastor, author, and conference speaker. Here now with today's edition of Where is God's Word is Bruce Musselman.
Well, we're so glad to be back with you once again, and the Lord is good. And the Bible says, this is the day the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We have many things to rejoice about because the signs of the Lord Jesus Christ coming back to this planet and solving the problems that man cannot solve. And he's getting ready very soon to return and set up his kingdom on this earth. And today, though, we're going to have someone, I call him the Bible man. We'll be talking to him in a few minutes. But I want to read a few verses and comment on them first. And one of the great prophecies in the Bible that we'd like to cover is Jeremiah chapter 32 and verse 6. And it starts here, and Jeremiah said, The word of the Lord came unto me, saying, behold, Hanameel, the son of Shalem, mine uncle, shall come unto thee, saying, buy these my field that is in Anathoth, for the right of redemption is thine to buy it. So Hanameel, mine uncle's son, came to me in the court of the prison, according to the word of the Lord, said unto me, buy my field, I pray thee, that is in Anathoth, which is in the country of Benjamin, for the right of inheritance is thine, and thy redemption is thine, buy it for thyself. Then I knew that it was the word of the Lord. Now, the setting here is Nebuchadnezzar has attacked Jerusalem, and the city of Anathoth is already under control of the Babylonians. And the nephew of Jeremiah, who is the prophet of God, and he is in prison at this time, comes to him and offers to sell him a field that is controlled by the Babylonians. And God said to him, buy this field. Now, his nephew probably thought Jeremiah's a little bit cracked or a little bit off his, doesn't know what he's doing, so I'll try to sell him this field even though the Babylonians controlled it. But God had told him before, he said, this guy Hanameel is going to come and tell you, want to sell you the field. You buy the field because, he said, one day you will live on this field. You'll build a house on this field in a town called Anathoth, which was a town in Israel. And so he was looking forward to the time when the Jewish people would come back, and once again, Jeremiah would be raised from the dead, and he would be living in a house in this town called Anathoth. In other words, one day we could go over there and visit Jeremiah and talk to him in his own house because he's already bought the property. That's what it's saying. And then the rest of the chapter goes into how God would bring the Jewish people back, and he talks about his love for Israel, and he talks about the new covenant that he will give to Israel. And it talks about the restoration of Israel. Now, this program is based on the authority of the Bible. We teach the authority of the Bible here. And one of the evidences of the authority of the Bible you find in this chapter, and it's a great evidence, is that it shows that Israel, in this chapter it says, if you can get rid of the sun and the moon and the stars, that they don't even shine anymore, then you can get rid of Israel. In other words, God is saying that Israel is an everlasting nation. And, you know, today in religion, people just make up their own religion as they go. That's the problem. That's the problem in Catholicism, in evangelicalism, and in Judaism. It's not a matter of interpretation. It's just people inventing religion. For instance, in Judaism, Moses said, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. That stands, and it never was changed. And the blood had to be shed at the place where God put his name, and God put his name at the temple in Jerusalem. So they had an offer, a sacrifice at the temple in Jerusalem. But when Jesus came, he offered the supreme sacrifice, and so God got rid of the temple. And according to the Mosaic law, you cannot be forgiven of sins by going to the temple because there's no temple to go to now. But it says you got to go where God put his name. God put his name on Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, his name. And he became the lamb that was slain. And in the Old Testament, in the Tanakh, it says this. It says about the Messiah who is Jesus. It says, by the blood of thy covenant, thou hast delivered the prisoners from the wells without water. That is, delivered them from hell where there is no water. And it was Jesus was the supreme sacrifice. And it shows us at Passover, Our Lord Jesus had, he was the great Passover, and God's judgment and wrath has passed over us by the blood of Jesus where God has put his name. Now, you find this in the Tanakh. You find this in what is called the Old Testament, and you find it Isaiah 53, but you also find it in Jeremiah and many other places. And the evidence that the Bible is God's word is then, as we said already, it says that Israel is an everlasting nation. Now, in the past, people tried to spiritualize this. I mean, I call it demonizing it. And they said that the promises God gave to Israel was fulfilled in the Roman church. And then Protestantism sometimes has taken that up. We know first one that said this, Damasus, came out in 380. And he, when Gratian dropped the title of Supreme Pontiff, Damasus brought together the ancient religion of Rome with Christianity at Rome. And he was the one that taught that the premillennial return of Christ, which means that Christ would rule over Israel for 1,000 years, and David would be his co-regent under Jesus, and that the Jewish kingdom would be set up again. And so Damasus said that this wasn't true. And then later at the Council of Ephesus in 431, they taught that this was a heresy. But the Bible is very clear about this, and so the problem in religion today is man is always making up his own religion. He professes to follow Moses and the prophets, or professes to follow the words of Jesus, but then he makes up his own thoughts and ideas which negate it. Jesus says, you make the word of God of no effect by your traditions. And so we encourage you. We believe that, like Jesus taught, every word of the writings of Moses was inspired, and every word. Jesus said, heaven and earth should pass away, but my words should not pass away. And he said, not one jot or tittle. And that gets rid of the Septuagint. We don't follow that because a jot and tittle is part of a Hebrew letter, not part of a Greek letter. And so it says, not one jot or tittle of the law should pass till it was all fulfilled. And Jesus fulfilled it. And all through the law, it talks about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and our Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach. And so he is the Messiah, not order of Israel, but of the whole world. And it says, Isaiah 53, the great passage, he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, and our sins were laid upon him. With his stripes we are healed. And then it shows his resurrection, where it says, he shall see his seed and be satisfied. And that's his children. We are his children. And he sees those that believe in him today, put their faith in him. You know what King David said? King David said in the book of Psalms, he said, kiss the Son, lest he be angry with thee, and thou perish from the way. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. And he was the one, according to Isaiah, that paid for our sins. He shed his blood, paid for our sins. And when we trust in him as our Messiah, as our Lord, our Savior, at that moment, we're forgiven. And we get all the blessings of God. And I thank God all my life I've experienced these blessings and answers to prayer and constant help from the Lord and peace and joy and satisfaction. But the whole Bible talks about him. And you know, the Bible talks about Israel and says that it's an everlasting nation. And you think of all the nations tried to destroy Israel. It was Rome and then Assyria and Egypt. And all the nations around Israel, the Philistines and the Moabites and the Ammonites and Girgashites, you never even hear these people. But Israel is there, back in the land. And they have attempts to destroy them go on and on. But God says in this chapter, he says, whether if you can get rid of the sun, moon, and stars, then you can get rid of Israel. And, you know, people try to spiritualize this and refer this to the church. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says, give no offense to the Jews, Gentiles, and the church. So God makes a distinction there. But when Jesus was born, the angel said that Jesus would rule over the house of Jacob forever. The house of Jacob refers to Jewish people, to Israel. And that's an everlasting nation, and it'll never be destroyed. And the devil has been tempting to destroy it, because if he can, then that would prove the word of God is not true. But the fact that Israel is there today after being scattered to the whole world. And I want to say one more thing before we ask the Bible man to come and I'll be asking him some questions. But, you know, God said that the Jewish people were a light to the Gentiles. And God raised them up from that purpose. And God fulfilled them in that purpose because, as I said a few weeks ago, thousands of people joined, believed in Jesus. Probably the first assembly, messianic assembly in Jerusalem had at least 50,000 people, if we look at the statistics. And these people went out to the whole world because they had many languages, and they went out to the whole world telling people that Jesus had died, paid for their sins, and that they had seen him after he had risen from the dead. And they scattered to the whole world. Therefore, the purpose of Israel's very existence was fulfilled even thousands of years ago. But we read in the book of Revelation that God would preserve them. And once again, in the future, there will be 12,000, and he will raise them up from the 12 tribes, 144,000 Jewish evangelists who will proclaim that the Messiah will come back and rule over this planet. And so even now, many Jewish people are coming to believe in Jesus as the Messiah. But I thank God for this. Now, God told Jeremiah, says, put this, seal this in these scrolls, and he says, put them in a jar. And that was the evidence that he had bought the property and put them in a jar. And so they found jars with the scripture verses in the Qumran caves, and they back up the text of the authorized King James Bible, the Hebrew Masoretic text, in a tremendous way, where in 1,000 words, they're the same as our Hebrew Masoretic text in the authorized King James Bible. The other Bibles are used in other corrupt basis, but the Hebrew Masoretic text is the basis of the King James in the Old Testament. And God told the Jewish people, this is my covenant with Jacob. The words I speak unto thee shall not depart out of thy mouth, or out of the mouth of thy seed, or out of the mouth of thy seed from this generation forever. And so we have them in our authorized King James Bible, and they have them in the Hebrew text. But we have a brother here that gives out Hebrew Bibles, and his name is Tom Atwood, and I call him the Bible man because he gives out these Bibles. And I'm going to ask you to tell us a few things about your ministry, Brother Tom.
Well, it's lovely to be here with you and for each listener that's listening. This is a distribution of the Holy Scriptures, both the Tanakh, the Old Testament Holy Scriptures, the Hebrew Holy Scriptures, and also the Brit Hadashah, the New Covenant, that were all written by Jewish people and given to the world through the Jewish people. And so we seek to give back to the Jew first, back to his ancient beloved people, the gift of the Bible that they gave to us in the Hebrew language or in Yiddish. And this letter tells the purpose of the Lord's work that I've been called to serve Jewish people in Israel and America, all around the world. Dear Jewish friend, the Lord raised up the nation of Israel and through the Jewish people gave to the world these three great blessings: the Holy Scriptures, the way of salvation, and the Lord, the Messiah, our Savior and Redeemer. Therefore, it is with great joy that we seek to present to you the new covenant to our Jewish friends, which God has promised to Israel through Jeremiah the prophet in his Holy Scriptures. God's promise to Israel, Jeremiah writes the prophet, "Behold, The days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was an husband unto them, saith the Lord. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. That's through the precious blood of the Messiah, HaMashiach Yeshua, the Messiah Jesus, the perfect, spotless Lamb of God, the Son of God, HaBen HaElohim. In these last days before the Lord's return, for those who have received him and are sprinkled with his precious blood, cleansed and washed in his own blood, who love him, looking for his appearing, the Lord is doing a marvelous work. He's going to be doing a very marvelous work even more and more in the hearts of Jewish friends, Jewish people, the people of Israel, through by their requesting the New Testament, the New Covenant, and then our serving them and sharing this as a love gift back with them as friends. I'm here today to share with my friend Bruce and Pastor Al that we love you as a Jewish person, as an Israeli. Perhaps you're listening in the United States or in Israel, Eretz Israel, or France or Canada. And if you're Jewish by descent, a natural descendant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, may I serve you. And we would like you to have the opportunity as a Jewish friend to have and to read as a love gift freely the Brit Hadashah, the New Covenant in Hebrew. And we would send this to you as a love gift if you're of Jewish descent, please. I'm serving an increasing number of Israelis. Israelis, when they see this new covenant, they say, oh, this is precious. This is very nice. Thank you, Tom, for coming to me and blessing me and praying for me, the Aaronic blessing. I have questions. Would you answer my questions? Is Jesus, is Yeshua, the Son of God, the Messiah? I have this question, and I want to go to the source. I want to go and read this book called the New Testament, the New Covenant, that you say is promised to my people. I don't want to speak to anyone. I just want to know the answer. Is he the Son of God? Is he the Mashiach, the Son of David? And the answer is yes, he is. And so my address is Post Office Box 609-690. Post Office Box 609-690, Cleveland, C-L-E-V-L-A-N-D, Cleveland, Ohio, 44109. In the name of the ministry is Hebrew Scriptures. May we serve you and give you this bracha as a blessing and thanksgiving to God for using the nation of Israel and the precious Jewish people to bless us, to bring the light of his words into our heart. And we want to return this gift with thanksgiving to Hashem, to the Lord, for his using your people to bless us, to bless me. It was my mother that taught me to love the Jewish people since I was a wee little boy, and she said, it's precious to the Lord, Tom, to give the gospel, the glad tidings of the Messiah, the Lord Jesus, to the Jew first. And so I'm here to be your servant. I've served Jewish people in over 50 countries of the world throughout the United States in major cities. I've had the joy and privilege to serve rabbis, Hasidim, Israelis, Russian Jewish people, Jewish people from who know many languages, including Yiddish, Holocaust-surviving Jewish people that I've wept over and cried over. There's a time of great trouble, Jacob's trouble coming to the Jewish people, even worse than the Holocaust. Jeremiah speaks of this, and our blessed Lord speaks of this in Matthai, the Gospel according to Matthew, in chapter 24. And so we want to, with his compassion and with tears and kindness, we want to we enter into your suffering, and we weep with you. And this is the healing of the soul, the heart, is by the stripes of Yeshua, HaMashiach, the Son of God. He's a beautiful, wonderful Savior, first for the Jew and also for me. How can I be helpful to you? Post Office Box 609-690, Cleveland, Ohio, 44109. There's a special debt of love that every saved Gentile owes to the Jewish people, to the Jew first, and we want to honor the Lord and blessing Israel in this way.
Okay, thank you very much, Tom. And, you know, if you want to get one of these Bibles, you can write him, and he will give
for
you
a Jewish,
one of
these. For a Jewish person, for a Jewish people.
Yes. He will give you, he will
send and Israelis,
you
yeah.
Okay. And you get one of these things. And, you know, there's people from all different nations and ethnic groups and that are listening to this program. And so Israel is a blessing. The Jewish people have been a blessing to the whole world because they gave us the knowledge of the Lord. And they wrote the Tanakh. They wrote the what we call the New Testament. They wrote what is called the Old Testament or Tanakh. It was God used them to write this. And so in that way, they've been a blessing. And Satan attempts to destroy them because of that. He hates them because of that. But in the end, God is going to bless them. And they have been a blessing to us through the Word of God that they have given to us. And so we have the Word of God. You know, God said, the Lord Jesus said that he prayed not for the world, but for them that thou hast given out of the world. For he says, I have given them the words. That's the people that he's given out of the world that thou hast given unto me. And so as God has given those words, first through the apostles, then he gave the translation in the New Testament into the different languages. And then he promised to preserve these languages. And when the authorized King James was written, they had these different languages on the desk. And they bore witness to what is called the Textus Receptus, or received text, both in the Hebrew and in the Greek New Testament. And so in the King James Bible, it is based on the God-approved text that he has preserved down through the ages. And, you know, when it comes to finding Bibles, he has told us where the Word of God is, because in many, many places it talks about the Word of God. He says the Word of God is powerful. So every revival in the English-speaking world came through the King James, or it came through these God-preserved texts. And they found these in museums in Europe, 600 ancient Bibles that line up with the texts of the King James Bible. In fact, about 95% or more of the ancient manuscripts back up the King James Bible. And we are to believe that when we look at a King James Bible, the Bible says we can look at the perfect law of liberty. We are to believe that it is perfect. And we are to trust in thy word. Where it says, cursed is everyone that putteth confidence in man. We're not to trust in man because it says all men are liars, but we are to trust in God's word. And so we thank the Lord. He's given us his word, and his word gives us a guarantee that we have eternal life. And Jesus said, whosoever cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. And he said, preach repentance and remission of sins. If you're willing to turn from your sins, in Jesus' name, he has paid for them. He will forgive them. He will wipe them out. And you'll meet God in great joy without any record that you've ever sinned. God bless you. Thank you.
You have been listening to Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman. To learn more on this topic and to contact Bruce, visit his website at whereisgodsword.maplenoel.us. That's whereisgodsword.maplenoel.us. There you will find a vast array of resources on this topic, including copies of previous programs, articles by Bruce, and links to other recommended materials. Bruce is also available to speak to your church or organization. Again, that web address is whereisgodsword.maplenoel.us. Thank you for listening. This program is sponsored by the faithful listeners in this area.